Hey everybody, it's Jack from Radio Laurier here with Harper from Radio Laurier. And we're here at Laura Riverfest talking to Amanda Bram and... Amanda Bram, I'm so sorry.
It does not matter.
I'm so sorry.
It does not matter at all.
It's okay.
I couldn't find on the site what you call the entire band, the Paper Cranes?
The Paper Cranes.
Awesome, sweet. First off, thank you all for coming out to do this interview
of
with
course.
Us. I know you came here specifically for this interview, so I do really appreciate it. Yeah, so just like tell me about kind of, well, actually first, we're going to go down the line, get your name, pronouns, go down that way, so first.
My name is Eve, and I use she, her pronouns, and I
awesome.
Play bass in the Amanda and Paper Cranes band.
Woohoo! My name's Fiona, I go by she, her, and I play guitar and keyboard.
Awesome. Amanda Bram, she, her pronouns, I am the songwriter, singer, and I play acoustic.
I'm Zoe, any pronouns, and
sweet.
I play drums and sing.
Awesome, sweet, and I'm Jack, he, they. I should mention, for anybody listening, we're like right near the music. So hopefully you can't hear it that well.
They're bumping.
I'll see what I can do. It is really good, actually. Yeah, this is Motherhood, I think. But yeah, so just like tell me about how y'all got into music and then how the group kind of formed.
Okay, that's crazy. So, I mean, personally, got into music when I was probably like 9 or 10, started playing guitar.
Awesome.
Didn't stop, which is kind of, you know, mm-hmm. how I ended up at a music school studying music, right? So that's basically, yeah, my story. Just played guitar, started writing songs, and I was like, you know, kind of want to do this for my entire life. And then I, yeah, wanted to, like, help people, so I started doing music therapy, shit like
awesome.
That. Ooh. And that's where we're at.
Awesome, nice.
Yeah, so I was in piano lessons for a while against my will, and then I actually ended up enjoying it, which is great, great turnout. And then I started playing guitar, and like Amanda, started writing songs. And then, yeah, I was like, I just want to do this for the rest of my life. Like, I went
awesome.
To a lot of concerts. Like, my
sweet.
Dad taught me how to play guitar. I would jam with him sometimes.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Just, sweet. Yeah. I also grew up playing piano, so I totally,
yeah.
I feel your pain.
For, like, 7 years I took lessons. So, yeah.
I'm in the same boat. Grew up playing piano lessons as
sweet.
A kid.
Mm-hmm.
Singing lessons, too. I love singing, playing piano. And then eventually in high school, I feel like I like had like a burnout moment where I was like,
yeah.
you know what, maybe I want to do other things other than music. Mm. And I kind of was more in the athletic realm of it all.
Ooh.
And then I went back for 12 plus in high school, like a gap year.
Oh, yeah.
And I did musical theater and I had a guitar
nice.
Class when I was back. And I was like, you know what, I kind of want to do music like forever. Like this is really cool. So yeah, that's where
awesome.
I ended up.
Sweet.
I started playing drums when I was 12. And then I took vocal music for the arts credit, and she thought I was good, so I kind of ended up in choir and theater by force, and now we're here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Legit.
That's awesome. And so, like, I'm curious if you've noticed any sort of change in the sound of what you play from going from, like, a solo act, Amanda, to getting the whole group.
Yeah. That's definitely, like, the reason why I wanted to put a band together. So I'd, like,
mm-hmm.
started applying for, like, festivals and stuff, and then when I got Riverfest, I was like, oh boy, kind of need a band. It's like, that's kind of insane. And I've been like wanting to play with the band for like ever because it's so fun, literally
yeah.
so much fun. And so I was like, okay, let's figure this out. I've got some friends. We're all in community music together, all in the
mm-hmm.
same year. And I was just
yep.
like, hey, y'all want to be in a band?
Yeah.
And then everyone
yeah.
was like, yeah, kind of want to be in a band. That's kind of sick. And I was like, can y'all play Riverfest? And they're like, oh, we're going to try. And so we like started rehearsing together in February.
Oh, nice.
It was kind of funny, too, because I'd never actually played bass until, like, there was one class
oh, wow.
assignment
yeah.
with Colin Labadie. Labadie.
Labadie.
Like, had to rearrange. What song was that?
Stand By Me.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's a cool bass line, so I was like, I'm going to try playing bass. And then Amanda was like, hey, yo, you can play bass. And then was like, do you want to be in my band?
Like, I need
yeah.
a bass player. And you're
so
like, I'm not a bass player. And like, you want to be a bass player? Yeah.
We try. We pretend.
That's awesome. Whoa, that's so cool. That's sick. And so you mentioned it a couple times. You're all in community music program. All community
well,
music or a little bit?
We started off
different.
All in community music, and now two of us are in music therapy
oh,
going into
nice.
Third year. And two
and
are still
I'm
in
community music
sweet.
Still.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sick. Awesome. So how do you find that, like, that being a part of, like, the Laurier music program has affected kind of your music experience so far?
I think, well, I mean, I've like learned stuff. Unfortunately, you know, so like,
imagine
worst comes to worst,
learning at school.
I like no theory, you know, rough. I know, brutal, but unfortunately, I'm more educated now, which means that I am a little bit better of a player. Yeah. I'm vocal. I've actually like, you know, from being in ensembles and stuff, like vocally, gotten a lot more experience like doing harmonies and stuff, which is really fun because we love harmonies and that's like
shout
all
out to
we
Amanda
do.
Kind.
Shout out to Amanda Kind for like teaching me how to like sing and not ruin my voice. So yeah, we've just improved a lot as just from a musical standpoint and also just because especially in community, musicianship is a lot better.
Like for me, just like learning how to play with other people.
Yeah.
Because I feel music for me, like it's so therapeutic and just like playing by yourself brought me so much joy, but then like joining this band and like being in the community music program, like I've just like learned to like discover what it feels like with other people, which is like amazing.
Yeah,
I feel like we've all really grown closer since we've been in this band. Like we've like we were friends to begin with, but it's just like a little
it's
like
different
kind of like I mean like we jam together. It's just like it's super fun.
Rehearsals, just laughing and just like it's awesome.
Practicing in air quotes.
Practicing,
right? Practicing, but mostly just yapping.
So you all have to be in an ensemble for like the Laurier Community Music Program. Can I ask what ensembles you guys were in?
Vox.
Yeah. We were all in Vox together in second year. In first year, I was in Marine Forester Singers, which was very, very classical, very much, you know, Sanctus Deus type of thing, right? Which was a fun challenge for me because I had not done that. But yeah, we all met in Vox, and that is where the bond solidified.
That's where the magic started.
That's where the magic happens, absolutely.
Awesome. That's cool. And so, like, with the Man in the Paper Cranes, what would be your dream act to open for?
Concert.
Doesn't even have to, like, fit the genre.
You're right.
Could be anything. Or they could open for you as well.
They would not open for us.
Well, honestly, I feel like playing the same stage as the Fleet Foxes is a pretty good. Like
that's
already pretty awesome.
That's insane.
But like who? I don't know.
Joni Mitchell.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
We all love Joni Mitchell. I love Joni Mitchell so much.
Nice.
She'd be amazing.
That's got to be the answer.
Our Big Yellow Taxi cover.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Awesome. Sweet.
We always play Only Exception by Paramore.
Opening for Paramore. That would be crazy.
Imagine.
Pretty cool.
But I always, make a little joke about Paramore. So maybe Paramore would be the one.
Be pretty sick.
Cover their song in the opening act. Maybe.
Yeah. Not an unwritten rule at all to not do that. Yeah, it's chill.
Awesome. It's sort of like a similar kind of vein of question. If you'd make like a playlist for someone to listen to before they listen to you guys for the first time, who would be on it?
So not like not putting our music in the playlist.
Yeah, not your music.
Because like, I'm like
they've never heard your music
before.
Okay.
So our vibe.
Yeah.
We would put, I think a bit of Joni in there, the musical, like for the songwriting aspect. So kind of like, I don't know. We could put in like River
like
Coyote.
Artists that are very story oriented in their lyrics. I feel like.
Boy Genius. A little bit of
Boy Genius, maybe.
For
for sure.
Get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
A little bit of Fleetwood Mac, maybe.
Maybe.
A little bit of that. A little bit of some sort of like indie poppy.
Yeah.
Type of
harmony based stuff.
It's kind of rough. Like, it's an interesting combination of it being like really sweet and poppy, and then also it being disgusting and like dissonant.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit tough.
The crunchy chords.
The crunchy.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, awesome. And what have y'all been listening to lately?
Oh.
Fleet Foxes. not biased.
In preparation for seeing them.
In prep, of course. Mm.
I've been listening to a lot. Well, the album that has been on repeat for me is Mama's Gun by Erykah Badu. It's just just such a good vibe to it.
Yeah.
I just put it on, just do my silly little tasks, and then, I'm all good.
That's good.
This summer has definitely been my Chaperone summer, I gotta
say.
Let's
go.
Yeah.
It's been on repeat.
It's her summer. Absolutely.
Yeah, literally.
Has it been a brat summer for anybody?
Yeah.
I have to ask.
It's a bit of a guilty pleasure for me, but like I listen to it while I'm working out. I listen to it while I'm like cooking, and it's just, yeah. I don't know. It's just kind of fun.
I feel like
it's a bit
poser.
Of a bad summer.
I low-key have not.
You know what? It's okay. Like, you don't need to listen to
it. I kind of have not, but I...
Like, your life will still go on if you don't
like
listen to Brad.
A poser.
The River Fest posted just, like, a green light, and they were like,
oh,
Brad.
River
Fest,
awesome.
Yeah.
I totally missed it. I love it.
I see anything green, and it's Brad. It is
Brad. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Oh, man. And, like, what are some influences for y'all that either are, like, not in the genre that you play, or even maybe aren't musical at all?
Loki did not hear the first half of the question.
Like celebrities or
like,
something?
Like, kind of, yeah. Could be like, I'm asking like influences that aren't
influences.
In your genre.
Yes.
Or
okay,
that
got
aren't
it,
musical.
Got it.
Could
okay.
be celebrities, could be poets.
No, I totally get
I don't
that.
Know. Someone attractive you saw on the street 5 years ago.
Just in general.
Whatever.
In general.
That inspired, yeah.
Yeah.
Nature.
Literally,
oh,
no, for real.
So
literally
much
nature.
Is, so
like,
much is just
I would like sit in a forest or like near water and I'm just like, these lyrics are flowing to me, man. Like, I just,
nice.
Like, yeah. I don't know what it is about being in nature and just, like,
I
being able to
agree.
Just write music. Because it just, because I just feel so connected with nature. Yeah. Of course, it's so hippie of me to say. But, like, yeah. I don't know.
The amount of, like, bird references in Amanda Brown's lyrics. Like,
I like
so
birds.
Many, like,
paper cranes.
Lake,
I like birds, like, guys. Hot take. I know it's kind of insane. But, yeah, definitely nature for sure. Love camping, love all that.
Yes.
Also, just stuff like, kind of like spiritual influences,
ooh.
But I'm also like not like religious, but it's like from the like perspective of just kind of
yeah.
a little woo-woo, a little kooky spooky.
Yeah.
That's kind of in a lot of the songs, mm-hmm. kooky spooky
yeah.
energy.
I feel
just
like it
little.
Comes with the sound a little bit,
yeah.
too.
A little that's haunted, yeah. a little ghosty.
Ooh.
Oh, a little ghosty.
That's the
I love
vibe,
little ghost
for sure.
music, so cute.
Did any of you take any composition classes?
I did with Kevin Day.
Oh, lucky you.
He is the best.
He
I
really
miss
is.
Him so much. I only took one composition class, though, with him. But it was...
Was it last year?
It was... Yeah, it was last year. It was great.
I miss him.
Cool.
That was it. Yeah.
Ready? Before we wrap it up, is there anything that y'all want to plug or like give like a little like sneak peek of something you got coming up? Any new stuff in the works?
Yes.
So
yes.
So yeah. Yeah. Been working on a couple new demos recently.
Ooh.
Been sending them back and forth.
I didn't
some
even
fresh
know that.
Oh, I know this is
it
like fresh
so
lore
beautiful.
Drop. I've just
you
been sending
be
Zoe
so
the like the demos just every new mix being like, "Hey, listen to this."
Awesome.
And then she's like, "Sounds slightly better than the last one." And I'm like, "That's the goal." So
sick.
Got some fresh songs coming up. We got
awesome.
lots more gigs, but this was obviously the big one. But yeah,
totally.
A lot more coming up on the Instagram, Amanda Brown Music. That's where we keep
check
y'all updated on gigs and all that
check
content. Like an epic content creator that we are, you know? Yeah.
Sweet. Well, thanks y'all for coming out and talking
of
to
course.
Us.
Of course.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely, and have a good rest of your weekend.
Thank you so
too.
Much. Thank you for interviewing us.
Enjoy the Riverfest.
Riverfest.